Yes, people, greetings once again. This is Chima from Chima Chats Foot. And we got to break a couple of things down. I'm recording right now from Virginia Beach, Virginia. It's raining right now. I just got back from Washington, D.C. And the week before, I was in Arizona at the Grand Canyon doing work. If you've ever had a chance to go to Arizona in the USA, to my international listeners, check it out. To the Reds around the world, what's been going on? Happy to be back with you. We got to chat about Arsenal. We got to chat about Mikel Arteta. We got to chat about the Anfield atmosphere. We got to chat about everything that you could imagine. So once again, this is Chima for Chima Chats Foot. Take your shoes off, right? Sit down, stay a while. Let's get into this thing. Going into the game, I appeared on, as a matter of fact, first things first, shout out to Richie and everybody at South Florida Gooners. If you are desiring Arsenal content or just good footy chat, South Florida Gooners, SFG on Spotify. I was hosted on their podcast and everybody over there did a great job. So I want to shout out all of the guys in there making that happen. With that being said, boom. There you go, Arsenal. That's the difference between you all and us. I'll be real. Let's just get into this one generally and then maybe we'll do some position specific breakdowns. That's what happens when I'm excited and I can't talk and I got to get into the footy. Now, overall, I thought the game was one of those where Arsenal might have a shot. I thought Arsenal might. I said on the South Florida Gooners podcast, this is the most complete Arsenal team that I have seen in a while. They're finally getting healthy. Aaron Ramsdale, who we'll talk about more later, is somehow giving this Arsenal team a spine. And the thing about Arsenal that I've always said is the lack of leadership, lack of a spine, lack of characters in the dressing room. You know, someone like Aubameyang, very popular. He's like the cool older brother on the team. Very popular amongst the players, well-liked, captain, but I wouldn't call him a leader per se, you know? And that's no slight to that. Everybody doesn't have the personality to take that on, but that epitomizes Arsenal, you know? But they came into this one unbeaten in 10. So Arteta had finally, Thomas Partey's getting in there, Nuno, the new right back they got, Tomiyasu. It's those little signings finally starting to give Mikel Arteta a little bit of, just a little bit of respect. Because, you know, as I said on the podcast 4 weeks ago, a lot of Gooners were sure that Mikel Arteta might not even be the right man for the job. So it really just gave him a little bit of vindication, I think the word is, that I'm looking for. But the game started off, and it started off pretty cagey. I think it was kind of back and forth a little bit. Arsenal didn't play badly, but I really felt like Liverpool started to realize, hey, man, this is Arsenal. We've put in four past this team multiple times in the past couple of years, and we're at home. We should be playing better. And that's essentially what happened. It was people say that the moment between let's get to the moment between Klopp and Arteta on the touchline. Sadio Mane, you know, he has a habit of kind of being a bit limbs all over the place in the air, you know, but he also do it to protect yourself. He's not the biggest guy when going into an aerial challenge. And I believe it was against Tomiyasu. Mikel Arteta said that indicated that Sadio Mane had used an elbow and was demonstrating that wildly, saying that it was an elbow. In other words, elbow, it should be VAR review, trying to get Mane sent off. Jurgen, of course, takes umbrage to that, you know, comes over and reminds him that, hey, man, look, this is football, man. Don't try and legislate that much from the touchline. Jurgen used to do that a lot. He doesn't so much anymore. He still expresses himself. He's still kind of wild, but he has toned down his touchline antics just a bit. It was bizarre looking at Mikel Arteta do that. It was like, well, what does this mean, right? Like, are you trying to get the boys G'd up? Are you trying to galvanize the squad? Because I can understand that. Every manager is going to defend his players. It was just like the amount of, I had never seen that much emotion out of Mikel Arteta ever. And people say that he's very expressive on the touchline. Yes. But I think he's more expressive and he's celebrating a goal or, you know, being upset about a goal more than challenging someone and aggressive that way. I have never seen that out of Arteta. So anyways, that's right before Trent Alexander-Arnold lines up a free kick, basically just swings it in perfectly. I mean, again, 50 assists, 22 years old. You know, you tell me if that's not cause to say he's the best right back in the world. I don't know. You know, there are people who enjoy Reece James. Personally, I think that Reece James is very good. I think Trent's just better technically. Maybe you say the classic knock on Trent is the defending, but I think that that's a bit overblown as well. But anyways, excellent ball whipped into the box, and by this time Liverpool had begun to turn the screw a little bit. By this time, right around that 35th minute or so, right before halftime, we had begun to get the midfield, and maybe we'll do the three really quick, midfield, defense, attack. I looked at Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain as saying, look, man, you got to prove something. You're still a 35 million pound plus player, former England international, current England international when he can get in the squad. You have to make this midfield spot your own. There's no Curtis Jones. Thiago was injured for almost the entire season leading up to today. Harvey is obviously injured as well. And Naby Keita is injured. And I think James Milner picked up a knock a week or so ago as well. Or maybe a couple of weeks ago. But the midfield spot is up for grabs. So Jurgen is showing a lot of faith. Plus, it's your old club. And I thought Oxlade-Chamberlain was excellent. I thought that he got after everyone. And Arsenal is a team you can bully. That's always the knock on Arsenal. They're a team you can bully. They're a bit of a soft touch. They don't have that steel. When you press Arsenal, see what they're made of, sometimes you don't always get resiliency and perseverance. That, you know, Troy Deeney has the famous comment about Arsenal. They didn't have the cojones, and we knew that. That's just what it was. So, Sadio Mane just... And you know what? I've been guilty of this same thing, right? Before we get into Sadio, let me finish Ox, right? I thought Ox was great. I thought that Thiago in the midfield... did a really, really good job of, you know, he has that nice cutting, crisp delivery where he can just ping a ball, right? Thiago's played in the Bernabeu. He's played everywhere you could think of. He's won the Champions League. Thiago's main problem is his fitness. We have a very injury-prone midfield, and it doesn't allow us to always establish the continuity that I would like Fabinho, Naby Keita, and Henderson to start every game. I think that's our best midfield. Shout out to Genie Wijnaldum. We could sure use somebody who could play in all those roles. But I thought that Fabinho was back to his best as well. I didn't see anyone in the Arsenal midfield that could challenge Fabinho really physically or tactically. And he was just mopping things up, breaking up play. He's one of my favorite players. The number six role, holding midfield role, is one of my favorite positions on the pitch because you really have to have the intelligence, the awareness, and the toughness. You know, the forward or the number 10 or whoever you're marking, he has to know when he's coming up against you, he's going to be in for a fight. And Fabinho was just really clever, doing his thing all over the pitch. I thought the midfield was excellent. Hendo came on a bit later, played some great balls as well. Hopefully he's getting back up to top form as well. Let's go to the defense. The defense, we get a clean sheet finally, thank goodness. Alisson made some good saves. Van Dijk, Matip were solid. They did a good job of handling Aubameyang and Emil Smith Rowe. Arsenal, they do have threats up front. I thought that Kostas Tsimikas was great. He was great. He needs to be this new starting left back at Liverpool Football Club. I don't know what else to say. I mean, you're not going to find someone who loves Andy Robertson better than I do, but Kostas Tsimikas has the Robertson tenacious defending and the ability to bomb up and down the wing, but he also combines it with, he just has, if you know football, you know a player who has technique. They just have a bit, you know, they can do more with the ball. And Kostas Tsimikas, he can take on a man, he can beat a man. He can drop the shoulder. He has an array of moves, and he also has an amazing delivery. You know, I think we saw him on a couple of set pieces, an amazing delivery. The game continues to roll on, and so anyways, Alisson gets the clean sheet. Of course, I'm happy for him. The game continues to roll on. We'll go ahead and roll over to the forwards now. Diogo Jota. I predicted him to score on South Florida Gooners, and he did, even though I said the scoreline would be much closer. That was kind of the beginning of the end of Arsenal. The skill by Jota to literally ghost in between multiple defenders. Ben White, I love him, but he was slip and slide records all over the place. You know, if you're from Miami and you know about Trick Daddy, you'll know about slip and slide records. Anyways, he was sliding all over the place. And the way Jota just sat him down, it was so methodical, so clinical. I loved it. And he sat down Ramsdale as well. That's Jota. Tight control. He has a nose for a goal. Jota could have had two or three goals if not for Aaron Ramsdale today. And then, of course, Mohamed Salah, who was a terror throughout, you know. Some games, Mohamed Salah is very good, but he doesn't get his goal. And this game, he was very good the whole time. And no matter what Mo says, watching everybody else score is never his favorite thing. And Sadio Mane ends up getting an amazing flick from Diogo Jota. That header, it was a headed through ball one time. First time pass. Incredible. Sends Sadio Mane through. Sadio Mane takes a bit of a Sadio Mane heavy touch, but he catches up to it, clips the ball over to Mo Salah. Mo Salah 11th Premier League goal, leading in the Golden Boot race. He's got his goal. Finally, a great bit of build-up happens at the top of the box. Salah sees Trent, who's gotten all the way forward to almost to the byline, gets the ball, swings it across, delivers it for Taki Minamino, who I'm happy is playing more. He gets the fourth, and he was delighted to get it. We're going to need Taki. We're going to need those players off the bench that can give us games during this period. African Cup of Nations, the Christmas fixtures are going to be here before we know it. We're going to need to show that depth and that strength. A quick word on Arteta. You saw what happened to the last manager who tried to show Jurgen Klopp up on a touchline. Simeone got put in a spliff. Frank Lampard got put in a spliff. It was almost bizarre, right? Focus on the game. Focus on your tactics. Focus on the team. Don't try and show someone up at their own stadium. It just felt very, very forced and very coerced, you know? I don't think Arsenal played terribly bad, like terribly. Aaron Ramsdale was standing on his head. He denied Mo Salah. He denied Sadio Mane. He denied Jota multiple times. Aaron Ramsdale is great. He's a very good keeper. But it's almost like the same situation, you know, in his past at Bournemouth. Was he Bournemouth, Sunderland, wherever he was. When he got relegated, it's like, well, how good can this keeper be if he's still conceding four goals? You know what I mean? But the keeper was very good. He made several saves, some of them point blank. And again, you have to give Arteta credit there. A lot of my Gooner friends were hyping up Nuno before the match. He made several mistakes, one of them directly leading to a goal. I didn't see much of anything. But Ben White, who is kind of part of the other Arsenal renaissance these past couple games, I didn't see too much out of him either. I saw him get sit down multiple times, sliding in like that for 50 million. I don't know. I got to see more. Who else did I think was okay on Arsenal? Aubameyang. And this is my problem with Aubameyang. Great striker. But you don't show up in the big games, right? In my opinion. I mean, you haven't played in Europe in a long time, but so we couldn't tell how you would do in the Champions League, but fairly quiet, you know, fairly quiet. And this is a Liverpool defense that can be got at. You can attack this Liverpool defense and you can score. So I was a bit disappointed. Emil Smith Rowe, a couple of opportunities, but he was fairly quiet as well, marshaled very, very well by the back line. Great win. Great to always put four past Arsenal. Arsenal fans, quietly, kind of that quiet optimism that I was getting from them, that's a difference. We're some European dogs, right? We are looking for Europe. We're looking for domestic. Arsenal has to become a solidified team, in my opinion, first, as I think that they're beginning to do, right? I don't think that they're all of a sudden rubbish because that, you know, they have gotten trounced at Anfield, because it could happen to anybody. It could happen to me. It could happen to you. It could happen to anybody. But I really just feel like we just had to show them what level we're on. And we just had to show them what type of football club we are and what we are aspiring for. It was good to see the youngster, Morton, get a big hug by Klopp and get onto the pitch. That was awesome. Mo Salah has a K Jordan jersey on from the youngster that he ended up wearing at the end of the game. It was awesome. It was good to see. Arsenal fans chanting, "Where's your famous atmosphere?" for the millionth time. Liverpool's atmosphere, Anfield, gets up for big games against big opponents. Sorry, Arsenal, you don't engender that same feeling. But why don't they tune into our Champions League games coming up, something that they haven't played in since, I don't know, 2014, maybe 15. Why don't they tune those on and they could see, I remember the Champions League. I remember being a big football club. But, you know, it was always good to send Arsenal back down with an L. You know, I found out a lot of Arsenal fans taking a lot of sly digs at Liverpool. So Arsenal used to be a club that I wanted to get back to the heights. Now, you know, I kind of enjoy when they get caned up a little bit because sometimes they get a bit gassed, you know, and a bit over their station. But I'm really looking forward to the next Champions League game against Porto. Once again, I want to say Oxlade-Chamberlain was great. He was really, really good. Diogo Jota was awesome. Happy for the clean sheet for Alisson. Ready for this season to keep going, back up to second in the league. Chelsea, who someone called a Balenciaga Burnley, which is hilarious. They're very boring. No one likes to talk about them. They are good, though, and they are hard to beat. So Tuchel has a very, very monotonous machine up there. They're first. We're second. It's going to be interesting to see what happens when Lukaku comes back, because they've been scoring a lot of goals. A lot of Chelsea fans are whispering that they look more free and more fluid, a la Tottenham when Harry Kane is missing, according to some people. So it's going to be interesting to see where Chelsea goes, but they are top of the league. We come in second. And all in all, it's a great game. Great to see Taki Minamino once again get a goal. I love Taki, and I always wonder why he didn't play more, you know, and I think he's going to be an important extra attacking element. I think he gets in good positions like that. He's a technically sound player, always good for a 1-2, but he'll work and he'll press. I think he needs to be somebody off the bench. I'd love for Thiago to stay healthy, continue to start him in the midfield. Virgil, just keep doing his thing. And I love the game 4-0. Big up to the Reds around the world. Okay, right around 18 minutes. I wanted to drop that on everybody. Okay. Yeah, shout out to everybody around the world that's listening. I get the metrics. I get the analytics. We are growing. You know, like I said, this is all of this thing of ours belongs to us all. So take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. This is Chima from Chima Chats Foot. Liverpool, 1, 2, 3, 4. Arsenal, shh. Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another, people. Come on, Reds. Let's go.